At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Wednesday morning. It's November 12th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
EMC is good morning to you. Hopefully your Tuesday, your Veterans Day was a good one. If you had time off, we certainly hope you enjoyed your time off. If you're a veteran that listens to the show, you are amazing. I feel like you should get free breakfast every day of your life for what you do, but hopefully you took advantage of every discount and maybe you had a day off or whatever it is. We can't say thank you enough for everything that you do. And it does not go unrecognized by this show or unrecognized by this radio station. Sunshine expected today. We're going to stay above freezing. That's good news. We're going to have 47 degrees. 47 degrees in March is going to be shorts weather. 47 degrees now feels freezing.
Very
Isn't cold. It bizarre?
Yes, that's so funny.
Like, oh, this is great.
So true.
I'm going to mow.
Yeah.
Right. Out there mowing in March. Now it's like, oh,
I know. Freezing outside.
We have a suggestion, and I like it.
Oh, boy.
On what to do next concerning dead guy in an envelope that we all bond over. You either love it, you either hate it, and we have not. That was figured out on Halloween, on that Friday. We have a suggestion from Christine. I'm grabbing hers. We've actually had a couple of people mention this, but Christine is the most recent on maybe what we should do moving forward at 6:05 for our EMCs, for our little playground that we have here.
We need a new direction.
I like this one. So, Christine, thank you for the DM. You can always reach out to us, and we'll see what you think of her idea in 3 minutes. Let's get to our EMC, Christine. Thank you for the DM. Jen and Tim Show. This one's specifically on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on X. If you're there and you haven't followed the show or followed the radio station, you certainly can do that. It's an easy way to get in. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
So, does she have a new idea, something different for Dead Guy in an Envelope?
So, Dead Guy in an Envelope is a game that we have played at this time for almost 2 years straight. We just got done with the third game. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, and people take a guess. It's one guess a day. There's no prize involved, and those are your clues. There are no other clues.
That's it.
Since then, Halloween, we've been doing nothing. Christine, how about doing Christmas Carol or like a Christmas song in the envelope for the holiday season?
Love that.
I think that's definitely a play. Let's play off of that and then maybe after the new year, assuming the Christmas song. Because there's only so many Christmas Carol / songs, titles.
I know, but I got a question about that. If you pick a Christmas song, is it like the Christmas song by a specific artist? There's several artists that sing the same song.
Yeah.
Or is it just the song?
I think just the song because we're on a relatively limited time limit.
Yeah, if we're talking Christmas like next summer.
Correct.
Right.
Somebody's guessing
right.
Burl Ives in April and nobody will have any idea. So maybe that. And speaking of that, it was revealed, and maybe you missed this, on exactly when we are going to be making the flip to Cleveland's Christmas Station, which was actually guessed very well. In case you missed it, that is next. We've had a lot of fun with this on our social, Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites over the last month or so. Once again, Star 102 on Facebook, also on Instagram and on X, asking you, when are we going to flip to Christmas music?
Yes, it's always a big deal, and it's always so much fun. We do this annually, and it was fun to see when people think we should go, when people think we are going to go, and of course, we had somebody get it right.
Yes, and we called him just the other day. We want you to listen to this so you know the exact date, and just take a listen on how this went.
Hi, Jen, Tim, this is Colin. You guys just called about me asking about flipping the switch to Christmas music.
What has really, really been fun, and we appreciate you being a part of this, is we asked you to guess. I mean, we are Cleveland's official Christmas music station, and we said, hey, when do you think we should flip? When is a good time? When do you think we'll flip? Do you remember what your guess was?
I believe mine was November 21st.
November 21st.
Well, it turns out, Colin, you're right. We're going to flip to Christmas music on November 21st.
That is awesome.
So because of that, big news for you. You are the winner. You're going to get that holiday prize pack from Stocker Art Center valued at $250 because you guessed it on the nose. Nice job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys. Been listening to you guys for years. It's always been awesome when you guys do your flip.
I love that. It's always such a really special time here in the studio and decorated and going to Christmas music. You know, as you mentioned, we've done that for years, and great job guessing the 21st, man. That was really well done. And yes, for everybody else, that is the day that Star 102 is going to flip to Christmas music. That will be Friday, November 21st.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate you.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So the Jonas Brothers were in town last night at Rocket Arena, but there was an incident that happened at one of their concerts that was not in Cleveland. It was in Buffalo, New York. That's going viral, and it's not about who they brought out on stage this time.
Okay. All right, kids. Yeah, they've been doing that. What in the world is going on? That's in 3 minutes on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a woman on TikTok named Jen. She goes by Your Girl Jen on TikTok. And she's going viral after capturing a moment at a Jonas Brothers concert. It happened at the Jonas Brothers Jonas 20 Greetings from Your Hometown Tour in Buffalo, New York on Sunday. Her now famous video shows a man sitting down reviewing a candidate's resume during the concert. Everyone around him is singing, dancing, and he's on his phone looking at resumes. The text overlay on the clip reads, quote, Scott Kelly, your resume was being reviewed at a Jonas Brothers concert last night. Good luck. And then in the caption, it says, quote, good luck, Scott Kelly. I hope you get the job. So the video quickly took off. It now has 5 million likes and over 30 million views. And then the Jonas Brothers, some of them even commented. We have Joe Jonas who commented saying, quote, bro, Scott Kelly was there for me plenty of times, hired. Kevin Jonas followed with his own comment, quote, I'm one of Scott Kelly's references. So, of course, the internet was making a big joke out of Scott Kelly. He became kind of like a meme. And then brands joined the conversation. We have Pepsi saying, cannot recommend Scott enough. He's an elite employee. Garnier USA joined in with, quote, Scott Kelly saved my life. And Expedia added, our company would literally not exist if it wasn't for Scott Kelly. So everyone's flooding the comments. There was people with the name Scott Kelly claiming it was them. But we really don't know who the real Scott Kelly is at this point. But we don't know if he got the job. We don't know anything yet. It's still in the works as it's just been gaining traction. But I'm curious to see if this will work well for him.
The person that was looking at the resume, do we know who they are yet? Have they been identified? Like, do we know
so.
The company or anything?
No. No, we don't know anything really other than Scott Kelly is like an icon now. Like people are like saying like he's a hero. They're just being very dramatic over it and like saying that he did so many things. He saved the world. He blah, blah, blah.
It's hilarious.
Scott Kelly's
good.
A must hire now.
Yes, mm-hmm. Big time.
Can you imagine going through the resume? Scott Kelly does not get it.
Right,
100%. If that comes through and you're reviewing that applicant, you got to hire him.
Absolutely. 100%.
Also, who are you reviewing a resume at a Jonas Brothers concert? That's how
you see that
you
all
are?
The time. Yeah,
I
you mean, people are on their phone, on. Not paying any attention. I know it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, he did not want to go to the concert, I guess.
Clearly.
I don't know. But, like, I don't even have service at a concert. How are you getting resumes?
Yeah, like, of all the things you're doing, like, why aren't you at least playing, like, a round of Bubble Pop or Fruit Merch?
Well,
like,
yeah,
you're
right?
Looking at a
Fruit
resume?
Merch, so much better than
come
working.
On. That's your choice?
Is there one Scott Kelly that's listening to us right now? Somebody legitimately named Scott Kelly, whether you're streaming, whether you live in Parma, whether you're just waking up, whether it's third shift. Any Scott Kelly or a DM would be great, but we would love to talk to you. Anybody named Scott Kelly listening? I don't know if the Cavs listen to the show.
Clearly they do.
But what I have been tagged in, and we as a show have been tagged in over the last, I don't know, several days or so, for their sweet little lies bit that they do, where one of the players will be strapped to a lie detector and they'll ask him a question, then get another player on and ask him a similar question, and it's a really good bit. Like it's a lot of fun. The question they ask is so Jen and Tim show and so polarizing and
yeah. Well, you made an admission on this show, which how long ago now, Stevie? Is it a year ago?
I mean, probably.
We've been talking about it forever because when you admitted this, it stuck. I mean, people have attacked. This is your brand.
You really are known for this.
I really am. And
I don't know that you want to be known for this.
I thought we're all friends. It's the Jen and Tim show family. Mm. The show's like nothing else. We bond. We go back and forth and we have a lot of fun on social. And this stuck. And clearly I'm not the only one.
You're not. Caps players doing the same thing you do.
I can't believe it.
Starbucks bringing back a fan favorite, adding some new festive flavors.
Don't.
What?
They need to just release the hounds.
Oh, you don't want to
wait. No mouth will tease me. This date is way too late.
Why are they waiting? Are they worried about the demand? Like, I don't understand. Yeah. Listen,
they're Netflix of the mouth.
They are Netflix of the mouth.
They're releasing this in chunks like Netflix does their shows. It drives me crazy.
I don't care about this drink, so it doesn't drive me crazy, but you are dead on. They are Netflix of the mouth. Gross as that sounds. This is in 60 seconds. It's 39 degrees in Macedonia. Today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Brought to you by South Park Mall. Starbucks bringing back two fan favorite drinks, the eggnog latte and the chestnut praline latte. And we finally have a date, December 2nd. They're also rolling out new holiday merch with Roller Rabbit and an eggnog cream cold foam.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yes, you can add to drinks. A festive twist.
Love the eggnog. I understand why people don't like it. December 2nd, too late. I mean, even if it's going to be right after Thanksgiving, that'll get 3 weeks to enjoy that.
Yeah, I know. And that's it because they take it away right at Christmas, right?
Maybe it's tough to get or it's expensive. I don't know. I thought it would be maybe a week after because you can already enjoy a lot of them. The eggnog is too late.
Eggnog cream cold foam, what are you putting that on? On the eggnog? Like an additional nog on the nog?
I'll put that on anything. I'll put it on pancakes. No. I will put that on a brownie.
Okay, I
love eggnog.
I know, but like why do you have to have the cold? Like what's the cold foam for?
I'm going
to
try it out. Whatever it is, I'm going to try it out.
You put it on the eggnog. Eggnog on eggnog.
This is 2025.
Okay. Train is going on tour for their Drops to Jupiter 25th anniversary. They'll play Blossom Music Center on July 28th. Special guests, Bare Naked Ladies and Matt Nathanson. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
There we go.
Tim's face.
I wanted to hear that after the eggnog story. Yeah. It's a little gentle.
It was gentle. Okay. The McRib is back at McDonald's. It's only in select cities, but don't you worry. Cleveland's one of them.
Go ahead and admit it.
I've never had a McRib. I mean, is it necessary? Have you had a McRib?
I have.
And?
Don't. No, it's fine. I'm not saying don't have a McRib. I'm just saying don't ask me to critique it.
Oh.
I'm at McDonald's quite often because my daughter loves the fries. That is not a favorite sandwich of mine, but it is a cult following for that sandwich. People love the sandwich.
It's a boneless pork patty.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, how do they? I don't know.
They mold it to look like a rib, McRibs. It's got pickles, it's got the onions.
What do you mean they mold it to look like a rib?
Have you seen what it looks like?
Well, I feel like I have, but now I don't remember. Like now I need to. What do you mean? It's like one rib?
No, it's a rack of ribs on like a little mini hoagie bun.
It's a rack of
ribs. Please somebody describe the McRib to Jen. 216-343-1021. There's no bones. It's in some type of meat press.
But it's a rack of ribs.
That looks like.
A meat press.
Maybe you love it. Give Jen your review. Tell her what it is.
I would love to hear. It has pickles and onions on it too, apparently.
I'm not the only one that doesn't wash my feet. So we're going to play. I can prove it.
It has been proven. You have a lot
Cavs
of
Cavs may
lot
be my new favorite
support.
Team in town.
Yeah. A lot of foot support there. A lot of foot support for Tim Richards.
Yeah, foot buddies.
Gross.
So Trump 2E is a game we play every day at 7:35 and 8:35. It's a lot of fun. Jen's record, 1,984 victories, 557 losses. The reason I mentioned that next week is going to be a little different. going to be a little different.
I think we've never done this before. Not only is it going to be a little different, it's going to be very fun, very unique, special guests. I mean, it's going to be a good time.
It is. So we want to tell you about it. We're going to bring producer Stevie and actually Kevin, who listens to the show all the time, had a question about it, and it's very valid. So we will start with his question and what's going to be different. And all week, every game, all week, different. Kevin, thank you for the DM. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. This one specifically, Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. We're always checking the messages. I have a question. Is Trump 2E Redemption Week still going to happen? I have not heard you talk about it in a couple of weeks.
Oh, it's happening, and it begins on Monday of next week. I'm excited. It's exciting because Redemption Week means these are all people that have played Trump 2E, and these are all people that have won Trump 2E. So I'm going to try and get redemption and play them live in studio.
That'll be cool. That is, as you mentioned, something we haven't done before. We should bring in producer Stevie next and see how it's going. And then I also have a question that we might not have thought of.
Oh, no.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. You get your chance at redemption.
What have you not thought
of? We have people in studio. Because that's going to be good, but I don't.
I've been thinking about it, too. Like, are they going to pop on my microphone when I leave, and then they'll just kind of hang out? Because Stevie needs her microphone. I was thinking logistics. Like, how are we going to work all that
out?
You
know me. I'm never thinking logistics.
Right.
I just think ideas, and then somebody else has to think the logistics.
Right. That's true.
But this is...
You're the idea guy. I'm more the logistics.
Like, oh, why? Oh, look at this idea. You can't do that, Tim. Yeah. Okay. What about this? That'd be fun with the station. No, yes. We can't do that. Legal. Oh, this would be great.
Right.
That's Cleveland smear.
So true.
For an
That's
example.
Not
if
happening.
You know, here is my concern on the way. Let's say you are defeated again during Redemption Week on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, which we revealed is going to be next week.
Right.
People are going to come in studio. Actually, we'll ask Stevie about that portion. Next week. They get, if they win again, do they get another mug?
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
What happens? There's another mug.
Do they get a prize?
I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just kind of thinking out loud
probably,
and throwing.
Probably just do the same old method. Put them right on in.
Because it's a limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug if you win. They've already won those. They probably already have them. I'd imagine they've probably been mailed out by this point in time or very, very soon. And if they win again, it's another mug.
We need to look into that. Also, like, I feel like we need to zhuzh some things up and make it fancy in here.
We've got a Star 102 banner. We have a Star 102 banner behind you. It looks great on videos.
Do we need to have like a green room with like breakfast and stuff like that?
Stevie?
Is it in the budget?
Where's the budget?
I have a meeting today. I have a meeting today. I'll ask about that.
So can we? No. Can you just let them know to eat before they come in? BYOC.
Oh, you wanted coffee?
Bring your own coffee. Oh.
But how is it, in all seriousness, and you have done a great job behind the scenes, you have to, and we've been making it fair going in a row during those qualifying weeks for Redemption Week. I mean, the first person that won, we reach out to her, and then continue to go on and on to make sure it's all fair for everybody getting invited. And we're doing it the 7:35 and 8:35 games?
Yes.
Like, how's it going with the...
A lot of people don't check their emails.
Check your emails.
So we're like...
Well, don't check them now. Are we booked?
No, we're booked.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
we are.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if you didn't check, you're done.
Getting nervous.
Spot open, but I'm still waiting for that reply. But other than that, everyone is booked.
They're coming in?
Yeah. Okay. Two people can't come in. They'll call in. But for the most part, most of the people will be coming in.
See, there we go. That's going to be cool.
That is. It's going to be a lot of fun to have guests in studio and play the game live. Get to see how it all works.
And it's a good thing you lost a lot.
Thanks, Stevie.
Because then we had options that for the amount of people that didn't reply to the email. You know what I mean? Like, because if we just had like
a lot, you're right. It's been a lot.
You don't have to.
Been a lot. Also, as we mentioned, make sure you eat before. All right, it's starting. No,
we're not feeding.
We'll do
you.
Something. I'm kidding. We'll do.
We
something.
Will.
No, we'll find out after I ask. So, Redemption Week next week.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Redemption Week next week on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We'll have contestants in studio playing around a Trump Tui. They are contestants that defeated Jen.
Wonder if they'll defeat me again. What if I lose all week because they were that good they beat me the first time?
It could. It could happen. Could you imagine that?
That would
they be. They double down?
Wow.
I said, what do they do? If they win again, do they get a mug? Dale has an idea. All right, Dale, go ahead, buddy.
Don't forget to tell them to bring their mugs in because if they lose, they got to give them back.
There's the twist.
No, they can't do
that. If they lose during Redemption Week, they have to give the mug back.
They do not have to give the mug back.
You don't like that idea?
No, I don't. No, we can't make them do that.
And we take video of you taking it out of their hands in studio and pouring your coffee in there and sipping out of it.
That is so terrible.
Give it right back.
No, we can't do that. Plus, there's sanitary issues with that. I mean, you know, I don't think that'll work.
What if it's a fresh mug?
No,
would you do it then?
We can't take back the mug.
All right.
We would never take back the mug.
It was Dale's idea. I didn't come up with the idea. I'm just saying what you think.
You were saying you liked it.
What? Just one video of you taking the mug.
That would be
out of the hand.
That would be a funny video.
And then
video.
Just pouring something in there and drinking it
right in their face.
Take that.
No, I would never do that. Yeah. I couldn't even make the video.
Thank you for the suggestion, Dale. We're not going to take the mugs back.
No, we're not. Back-to-back wins for Cleveland.
What?
I know. See how I said it? Just quickly and normally, not weird. Back-to-back wins for Cleveland Guardians manager.
All right.
How would you say it?
Back-to-back
wins for Cleveland Guardians manager. What honor has Stephen Vogt taken again? Macedonia's at 39 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today, brought to you by South Park Mall. Cleveland Guardians, Stephen Vogt and Milwaukee's Pat Murphy have both been named manager of the year for the second straight season. Cy Young winners announced today and MVPs come Thursday. Target wants its stores to feel a little friendlier this holiday. So they have a new 10-4 rule. Employees are being asked to smile or wave when shoppers get within 10 feet. And then if they're within 4 feet, they're supposed to offer help. They say it's all about creating a warmer shopping experience and boosting customer loyalty. As long as they don't bring back the clipboard people. What?
Target and Willoughby, there's a clipboard person. I had to walk all the way through the baby section to get away from him.
That's
clipboard
what you, that's
people that
move.
Come at you because it's usually some
you
type of
off.
Cell phone. You
yep.
have to go off.
You
Sam's
veer
Club
off.
And Manor has it. I know that I can avoid that. That's not a big deal. They actually have a kiosk. They are there permanently.
Yeah.
But the one in the back of that Target, there was a guy, and I could hear him being very loud. And if I think you're loud, you're being loud because I'm up there.
Yeah.
I could hear him. I saw the clipboard, and I was with my 10-year-old. I said, Izzy, go to the baby aisle now. Why, Daddy? Yep. I want to go over here. We got to avoid the clipboard people.
You got to.
I have to reroute.
I mean, you got to reroute. And a baby section, good choice. And then you almost have to, like, do another right turn and then a left to head down towards, like, the Joanna Gaines home stuff.
Yes, because I went through the baby section. Then yeah. I went there. Actually, there's, like, a
because,
toy section
right,
there.
I was going to
so
say.
So I went straight down there because Izzy doesn't care about that. You know, she's kind of outgrown all those toys.
I was going to say go toys, but I feel like they could see you down the aisle.
They do.
The
you
toys.
Have to maneuver quick, and you don't look at that. You can't stare at them.
Yeah. You
cannot
have to,
look
no.
at the clipboard, people. You look ahead. You keep walking down the aisle away from them.
Do you know how? They're probably losing so many sales in that section because people are avoiding the clipboard, people. Stop doing that.
Yes.
Okay. Derek Hough bringing his Symphony of Dance Encore show to the Akron Civic Theater. The show's on July 15th. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
So if you listen to the Jen and Tim show all year long, you probably have heard this. If you are new to the show, You don't know this.
And we apologize in advance for telling you this.
I made an admission months ago, a year ago, whatever it's been now, that when I am in the shower, I don't scrub my feet.
You don't wash them at all. Like, you scrub, like you don't even touch them with a washcloth, a loofah, or your
gallons
hand, anything.
Of water and soap hit my feet between those toes. They are clean, but I don't scrub them. I mentioned that, and I mean, the DMs continue to come in from this admission.
I mean, it had to be a year ago now. So, you don't even touch your feet in the shower. You just let the water roll down them.
Like a beautiful waterfall. Gallons of water
gallons
smacking
of
those
water.
Feet.
Smacking?
Yeah.
That is an aggressive water pressure.
It is.
Sounds like it.
Water pressure in men is something. It is. Next level.
Sounds like it is.
So then, and that's just once again kind of something that if you've listened to the show, you know people will DM me about it. And some people think it's absolutely gross. Some people are like, neither do I. Yeah. I don't do either. I mean, it's.
People have really been affected by it.
Do you scrub the feet?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Does producer Stevie scrub
yes,
the feet?
Yes, she does.
So
she does.
Feet scrubbers.
We wash our feet. Mm-hmm.
The reason I mention this, and this is just meant to be, it's amazing because we were sent a bunch of DMs from the Cavs. It was from our listeners, but through the Cavs, through their social media pages with this segment they call Sweet Little Lies, where they will hook individual players up to like a lie detector test, and they will ask them questions and see if they're telling the truth. And there's obviously they have to answer them honestly. They were asked if they scrub their feet, and the reaction is unbelievable by the players.
It's so good.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Clearly, and you'll hear from them next. They are also, a lot of them, not feet scrubbers.
I was stunned.
It is unbelievable what you were going to hear. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. If you missed it just a few minutes ago, Jen admits she didn't scrub her feet.
I did not admit
okay,
that.
Okay, it's me.
You don't scrub your feet.
And
you
shower.
Haven't ever in life? Never.
I don't know if ever. I'm sure at some point in time there's been a, you know, an accidental loofah scrub, but.
Accidental, like you ever
generally
have
speaking,
a filth foot that you needed to extra scrub or anything. You never did that, huh?
I mean, maybe at some point, just generally speaking, when it's a nice rinse, it's
the fact that
I don't scrub the feet. Sweet Little Lies. These are Cavaliers players that are hooked up to lie detectors that were asked a simple question. So we're going to start it with this. It starts with Craig Porter Jr. Ahmad is the one who's doing the question asking. So here's where it starts.
All right, Craig, you're about to take a lie detector test. We're going to calibrate the machine. Is your name Craig Porter Jr.?
Yes.
When you're in the shower, do you scrub your feet?
Most of the time.
And the other times the water just runs down. We just,
no.
So that's it. So it just runs down. So that's a. Eh.
That's a. He says yes. So is it a lie then?
It doesn't seem to be. It
okay.
seems like it sides.
So
with,
we have a foot washer.
No, but we do have a foot washer.
Okay. Opposite of you.
Yes.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like get there. You know what I'm saying? I might get a little lazy. Might still, you know, I'm still clean. Very clean.
Right. Okay.
Very clean.
So there it's. I do kind of sort of, but they're clean. Don't think that I'm dirty because I don't scrub them all the time. So
right.
that's like a in the mid somewhere.
Yeah, that
probably.
Is a mid answer. Right. Sure.
Next one up is Lonzo Ball. Once again, these are Cavaliers, Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, that's a trick question. Scrub? I would say no. Not scrub.
But you wash your feet in the shower.
See, no scrubbing, but washes the feet in the shower. So that's not a scrubber.
But you, like, you, would you say you wash your feet in the shower? No.
They get washed in the shower from the
no,
gallons
get washed,
of water and soap that hit the feet, go between the toes, then I leave the shower with clean feet. Yes. Please,
do
somebody.
You know?
Yes!
You don't wash them, though.
All right, so we're back to the Cavs. This is Thomas Bryant.
Yes.
You don't wash his feet.
It's my exact routine. I always go for the lower extremity first and then get the upper top.
Right, right, right.
So he said that he does, but he gets called out and the lie detector says that no,
but
he did
lying.
Not. So
right.
I'm going to put it as, I don't know. It's a mid. He said he doesn't. I don't know. Whatever. So coming up, we have three more Cleveland Cavaliers who, once again, during Sweet Little Lies, are asked if they scrub their feet during the in the shower.
Can I just say, I feel like the Cavs players have extra sweaty feet. I mean, they're playing basketball a lot.
So what's worse, that I don't scrub or them?
Them.
So DeAndre Hunter and also Jared Allen are on the way. DeAndre Hunter is just grossed out by this entire line of questioning. And Jared Allen is hilarious with his answer. You don't want to miss either of those coming up here. Do you scrub your feet in the shower? 216-343-1021.
Are we really asking?
I'm just trying to deflect off of me.
Right.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Because now what happens is the DMs are pouring in, like from Nancy, who sent me a foot scrubber that's on Amazon.
I looked at that and she sent it. I mean, you literally, it's like a suction cup to the floor and you just put your foot on that and give it a little, it'll get all the extra filth off.
Looks like it hurts.
Nice exfoliation.
Looks like it hurts.
I don't, no, it doesn't. Like a soft silicone.
So during Sweet Little Lies, during the with the Cleveland Cavaliers on their socials, certain Cavaliers were asked if they scrub their feet. We're talking about this because that's like one of the things that we talk about in the show. I try not to, but it always comes back to it.
People, I mean, people bring it up when we're not even talking about it at all. So you've definitely attached that to yourself.
DeAndre Hunter was asked this question. Here's what he had to say.
Yes. He's being honest.
You're being honest. You got people who don't scrub their feet.
That's nasty.
I mean,
he's disgusted. He said yes, and then you have the person with the lie detector because they're all hooked up to a lie detector.
Right.
Whether it's yes or no, he's telling the truth, and he is just appalled that people don't scrub their feet.
Well, so am I, and so is Stevie. And I, and again, as a Cav, isn't your foot extra sweaty in that shoe?
You would think so. You would think that would be a prerequisite.
Scrub.
All right. Final one is Jared Allen. Here he is. Oh.
No. Definitely doesn't wash his feet.
It's a long way down. You can't do it every time.
The water just runs down.
You got to pick your battles. Bad back or bad feet?
I got it.
Pick your battles. I feel like that's something you would say. Bad back or bad feet.
So there you go.
You should be friends with him.
By the way, the majority of people that were asked don't scrub the feet. The majority is almost an entire list.
Yeah.
Jared Allen, except for DeAndre Hunter. So thank you for the DMs. We appreciate that.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.